If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Korzenowski in for Chad Hartman today. I think Chad's back tomorrow. Is that right, David?
No, he's actually gone tomorrow as well.
All right, good. Good for Chad.
Back on Monday.
Yeah, good for Chad. Chad's out today, so we'll take you 2 till 3. You know, today is the perfect weather day for Minnesotans. This is what they like. And I say they because I'm, from a weather perspective, I am not a Minnesotan. I love hot, humid weather, especially in July. I know you sent a note to me this morning saying that yesterday was maybe the worst July day ever.
Not maybe.
Yeah. I actually got some stats, but it's close. It is pretty bad. I told my wife, I said, I don't remember a day like this in the middle of July where it's 58 degrees and raining all day. It felt like it was March.
It's horrific.
See, I don't like the 66 degree. I like 85 and humid. That's for my 3 months of the summer, I want 85 and humid. So really, as a Minnesotan, I'm in the wrong place, right? I shouldn't be living in Minnesota. If I like 85 and humid, I should, like I did way back in the day, I should go live in Florida.
Yeah, get back down there.
I should go live in Florida, right? But now I have grandchildren here. I'm not going down to Florida anytime soon. So I get the Minnesotans. I mean, when it's 85 and humid, you know, the British Open is going on. Actually, the Open Championship, if you want to be precise about it. Yes, the Open important. Championship. And I had some friends who went out and played in Scotland. I've gone out and played in Scotland, and we had decent weather. It was like 60 degrees every day. It was pretty nice. A little bit of rain here or there. But I had some friends, they were out in Scotland, and they were going to play St. Andrews. And they walk out, and nobody's playing it. And you know why? Because it was 85 and sunny.
Too nice.
It was too hot. in England, they don't like that. If you saw when they had Wimbledon, people were dropping like flies in the crowd. They had to stop the matches. It was like 85 and humid, and people are just dropping over. They're not used to it over there. But yeah, yesterday's day was really bad. And I've got some stats for you here, David. Like I said, Tuesday's heat index was 98.
Yes.
Okay. And yesterday's was 32 degrees cooler. Now, I remember years ago, my family, we used to go stay at this crappy resort called Bambi's up halfway between Detroit Lakes and Park Rapids.
Okay.
And it's right on whatever that road is. And the lake was called Toad Lake.
Toad Lake sounds lovely.
And there were these crappy little cabins, and God knows they didn't have air conditioning. You know, they're log cabins essentially. And one day it was 105 degrees.
Oof.
And so we're in the lake. It was great. We're in the lake, but then at night you just lay in there wishing you know just dying.
Can't sleep.
Just absolutely dying. You just lay in there. You're trying not to move.
Pool of sweat.
Yeah. And the next day, it was 65 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
It dropped 40 degrees in like a two-hour span. That is Minnesota. I mean, that really isn't. But that's why I like July. Usually there's 2 months you can count on being what they're supposed to be. January is going to be really cold, and July is going to be really hot. Now, here's an interesting stat. The lowest high temperature in July history is the same temperature as the highest high temperature in January. 58 degrees.
It feels a lot better in January.
It does feel a lot better. So it is. See if I read that right. I think I did. I thought I read it here. So the coldest high temperature in July was July 4th, 1967, with a high of 58 degrees. It's the only time in the Twin Cities with a high of 50s in July. The only day. Folks that attended, then they talk about that. But here, an interesting bit of trivia is that the record low maximum temperature in July and the highest maximum temperature for January is the same, 58 degrees. So the coldest it's ever been in July for a high is 58 degrees. Now, yesterday, if you look at it, the high was like 71, because I think that was probably like at midnight before the cold moved in, because I was out there in mid-afternoon, and it was 58 degrees.
Very
and
brisk.
And raining. Yes. And it was really bad. And I'm sitting there going, how can this be July? And then this morning when I got up, it was 51 degrees.
Yes.
It was cold. It was cold. So, when you're talking about the weather, this isn't how I like the weather. And I don't even like it like today. It's too, it's 75. It's nice. You walk out. There's no humidity. Sunny. Everybody loves this. I'm not saying I hate it. I'm just saying when it's sitting and it's January and it's 20 below zero, I dream about 85 and humid.
I'm with you.
I do.
I'll take the heat. You know, today will be nice. It'll be a nice walking around day.
Yep.
Not a great, play in the lake or, go swimming kind of day. It's not quite warm enough for that. And he had the cool start. I don't like the cool start. I don't want to have to start out in the sweatshirt and then move to the T-shirt when it's July.
No.
Give me a nice warm day.
And July is usually really solid. But this year, you're right. It's with the fires and the humidity. Now the cold weather for one day. Kind of bizarre there. We do have a good show for you today. Got a couple guests. At 1 p.m., we'll be joined by local tennis legend David Wheaton. Now, have you ever heard of David Wheaton?
I know the name.
Yeah, so David, I got to know his family. My dad was a member of Minnetonka Country Club. And so I would mostly play golf, but they had a tennis court. They had like three tennis courts. And David Wheaton's mother, I can't remember her first name, she was the tennis pro at Minnetonka. So I probably took some lessons from her. But you would always see her kids running around. Like, David is 9 years younger than me. So I'm like maybe 14, 15. He's like five. And he was already could have beaten me. All right? I mean, he grew up, with his mother teaching him how to play tennis.
Yeah.
And you'd watch him over there. I mean, he was a sensation. And then he went on to have a very good pro career. Helped, won the state title in tennis. Went to Stanford, won the NCAA championship there, won a U.S. Juniors, won three times on tour, got ranked as high as 12th, got to the semifinals of Wimbledon. I mean, he had a very good professional career. Not a superstar, not Carlos Alcaraz or Yannick Sinner, but a very long career. And so I just wanted to – I was going to try to talk to him last Sunday for my show, and then I realized, well – it's going to be going on when he's there. And he, by the way, he runs a Christian organization, a Christian radio station, or a Christian media center. And so he says he was in church anyway, so he couldn't come on my show. So I thought, well, let's get him on later and we can talk about Wimbledon. Especially there was a lot of newsy stuff coming out of Wimbledon, especially given that the two winners, the gentleman's final winner and the ladies' final winner, were both involved in doping scandals in 2024.
Yeah, just ask Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah, Nick Kyrgios did not like it. It's an interesting story. And I also was intrigued. We'll talk a little bit about Amanda. I got to always look it up. Amanda Asimanova, who had just an epic match when she was playing against Sabalenka. Well, Sabalenka is my favorite tennis player. And it was a fantastic match. And then she left it all on the court because she got shut out 6-0, 6-0, and then gave a remarkable speech at center court after remarkable speech, how poised she was and how she said it was, and she even broke down. I mean, can you imagine being on that stage and having that? If I play in a golf tournament at my course and they're going to post my score, I want to lose my mind. I hardly ever play. She's in front of the whole tennis community and just gets completely wiped out in less than an hour. Pretty humiliating for her, but there's an interesting I want to talk to David about that. So those are things we'll talk when we come back. But when we come back after this break, none other than Barack Obama has called out the Dems for being a little too harsh on our little boys. Is he right?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Cor Zanowski, host of Sundays with Corzo, from 10 until noon on Sundays, in for Chad Hartman today. But this is what, third or fourth time I've done the Chad.
You're becoming a regular here.
Now, you have two daughters, correct?
Yes.
And I have now two granddaughters with a third granddaughter on the way. Now, and that's through my wife's daughters. My wife had three daughters before we got married. And I have one son who, by the way, is going to get married in August 8th.
Congratulations.
August 8th, yeah. So I got to start working on a speech, it's the toast. And I've gotten a lot of advice, and one of it is no more than 5 minutes. I have heard some great ones, mm-hmm. some great wedding speeches by fathers, and it's usually the fathers, the mothers not so much. I don't know why that's the case, but I've heard a lot of great. It's usually when the big speech is the father of the bride.
Yes,
that's the main event. The father of the groom. No, you just do it at the groom's dinner. You give
exactly.
it a toast.
Yeah, you're the night before. Not everybody needs to hear that
exactly. Yeah. And but I've listened to some really terrible ones. I mean, there was one I heard, and I won't say the name, but I mean, I could not believe how terrible it was. I thought that the father was drunk. It was so bad, and I was told that, no, he's been through treatment and doesn't drink anymore. I said, maybe he should go back to drinking with that one. He was basically came down to, he said, you're my last daughter. I guess I got to do this, but I like my other daughter way better than you.
Wow.
That was basically what I got out of his speech. But it went on forever. I mean, I just finally had to leave. When it was like to the 20-minute mark, I'm going, if it was really good, maybe I could sit through 20 minutes of a speech, but not if it's really bad.
No,
I could.
Five minutes is the max for the father of anybody, the best man, the maid of honor. Keep it to five. And if someone really loves you, they will tell you, you're not good at this. Shorter, please.
Have you ever seen the one? They've done it a couple times on SNL where Mike Stiznukes, his wife comes out and her bridesmaids all start singing about this other guy that she loved all the time.
Oh, yes.
Then the other guy shows up.
Domingo, is that it?
Yeah, he's played by the guy who's the what I'm trying to say. The Latin American.
Yeah, I can't
character.
Think of his name.
But he's
now.
Very funny.
Yes,
he's very. It's priceless because we've all sat through those. Mm-hmm. We all sat through those. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. Well, anyway, the reason I bring all that up is former President Barack Obama called out progressives on Wednesday for their mistake of constantly talking about what boys are doing wrong rather than talking about what they are doing right. Appearing as a guest on the IMO podcast, I guess that means in my opinion, which is co-hosted by his wife, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and her brother Craig Robinson. Not to be complete, there's another Craig Robinson too.
Yes.
Office, is that Craig Robinson too?
That's Craig Robinson.
That's Craig Robinson too. Okay. This is Michelle Obama's brother, not that Craig Robinson. The former president argued that the mistake occurred because progressives were hyper-focused on ensuring there is a, quote, level playing field for girls, which has led to boys' flaws being put under a microscope. I will say, as, quote, unquote, progressives, this is Obama, Democrats, progressive parents, enlightened ones, we've made that mistake sometimes in terms of our rhetoric, where it is like we're constantly talking about it, you know, what's going on with the boys instead of what's right with them, he stated. I do think that whether you believe that or not, I do think that the Trump and the MAGA, they have absolutely glommed on to what I call brohunk. The brohunks, right? The guys that are, hey, they're the masculine men. We're the masculine men. You know, oh, you can't wear a brown suit. That's not masculine. Or you can't sip out of a straw. All that BS that you hear on Fox News, right? Mm-hmm. They really talk a lot about those issues with, you know. So a lot of those men, and even younger men, I think, are more attracted to the Republicans because they probably feel that the Democrats are too woke and maybe, for lack of a better term, sissies over there, kind of. Do you think there's any truth to that? I don't think that boys have really been called out. I just think they've just been, they're not really a political focus like I think the females and transgender people and other people are for the Democrats.
I think male behavior was called on. I think the term, what, toxic masculinity, yep, that we've heard the last 5, 6, 7 years, that was a very popular topic for a lot of that time. And yeah, I think absolutely Donald Trump and the Republicans tapped into that and said, you know what? We're not going to join the toxic masculinity crowd. We're not going to talk about what men are doing wrong. And that's not to say the Democrats shouldn't have. It's something that could have been brought up. Sure, there might be some truth to that. But was it beaten in the ground a little bit too much? I don't know. But if you're a young man, if you're, you know, a big fan of the Joe Rogan podcast, if you're a, you know, college male, or, you know, feeling like you've got a lot of extra testosterone in you, and I don't think you really want to be told that testosterone, that masculinity that you feel is quote unquote toxic. Who wants to be told that?
Yeah, and you don't. I do think they have some toxic masculinity guys. I think the number one guy is Pete Hegseth. He has all the characteristics, you know, and he has a history. You know, mm-hmm. People are going to go nuts. Well, he has a history of domestic abuse. Okay, that's not in dispute. And you see when he talks, he points at people and he like tries to domineer over them.
Yep.
Certainly Trump is a toxic masculine. Certainly his sons are, I think, they have toxic masculinity. I think they have that. I do think, though, and I think what Obama's talking about here, and, you know, I think this was on Fox News, I think. Of course, they pick it up, right?
Yep.
They love it. Anytime Obama, Mr. Liberal, can say something that supports how they view something, they're going to put it on, right? I get, and that's fine. I'm a First Amendment guy. Put on what you want. They do that. But I do think that is something that the Democrats have to think about. But that's just one of many things that the Democrats have to think about, right? I mean, we were just talking, we're that Dr. Jensen is going to run again for governor.
Yeah.
So I do think that Walz is a little bit vulnerable. That's been proven by the Minnesota poll that came out a couple weeks ago, going for his third term, going for kind of the white lies he told, going for the fact that he didn't appear to really help the national ticket of Kamala Harris, that I think he's vulnerable. But if I was advising the Republicans, I'd say you might not want to come back with Dr. Jensen. Didn't really work that well the first time for him. But I do think that it's certainly possible that the Republicans could come up with a candidate that might glean some people away from Walz. If that candidate isn't on the fringes, is more toward the middle.
Yeah.
I think they could. I don't think Jensen's the guy to do it. What do I know? But I don't think he is. But certainly I think that Walz does have some vulnerability going into the next election.
You mentioned the Minnesota poll. The numbers said that Minnesotans still like Governor Walz.
Mm-hmm.
They also are done with him as governor.
Yeah.
You know, more people were able to say, yeah, he's a good guy, but I'm good. We don't need a third term. And yeah, if you put up somebody against him, assuming he runs, which it certainly seems like the governor's going to run again, but if you put something up, somebody against him, as if you're Republicans, that is a sane candidate, that seems like a normal person that has typical more centrist ideas, certainly conservative, but just says, hey, you know, I don't hate everything the governor is about, But I think my ideas are better. Instead of, you know, what Scott Jensen put up last time around, which he even admitted when he came on with Chad, you know, a couple weeks, a month or so after the election, he said, look, I can't believe I did some of the things I did. I got to be honest with you, Chad. I made some glaring mistakes. Talking about saying things, some of the things I said, whether it was conspiracy theories, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just, you know, that wasn't me. I don't know what got into me.
There is some magic about this. It got into Rudy Giuliani. It got into Tim Walz a little bit. Tim Walz all of a sudden is acting like he was a football coach of the team that won the Super Bowl. You know, I mean, he started exaggerating things. There's something about that stage that must really, really get people to just do crazy things on that. So anyway, we're talking there. When we coming up, another twist in the Epstein saga.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Korzenowski in for Chad Hartman. Oh, we're here with you until about 3 o'clock today. The Epstein story is probably never going to go away. But it's really, of all the Trump stuff that's happened since he came down the elevator, you know, in his hotel in New York back in 2016, was it, or late, or 15 at the beginning part of
15,
end of 15. This one is the most bizarre because I guess I don't understand how this whole Epstein thing. And by the way, we've all seen the videos of Donald Trump with Epstein, right? But a lot of people were there. And the mere fact that Donald Trump or anybody else is at a party with Epstein at his house doesn't mean necessarily, it certainly would seem to be, if I was at that party, I'd be a little concerned that people would think that I was doing that stuff too, and maybe I wasn't. I saw Kevin Spacey came out, and you know, did he get convicted? Did he lose that case with on that?
I think he was did not get convicted. I'm pretty sure.
Was it a criminal trial or was it just someone suing him for money? But he came out, because apparently he's saying, I wish that list would come out because I want people to know I'm not on it. That's what he said. So I don't know whether he was rumored to be on it or not. I don't know. But he came out and said that. But here's the weird thing. Forever, the Epstein file was a MAGA. That was what they were talking about. They've been talking about it since day one. Bongino talks about it. Jones talks about it. Bannon talks about it on their podcast. They've been talking about it forever. Trump said if he's president, he's going to open the file and he's going to get transparency. I've never seen a story where it was so part of MAGA, and then all of a sudden, Donald Trump says, we're done with it. We're done with it. I mean, what happened between late 2024 when, or early 2025 when the AG, Bondi, comes out and says, it's on my desk. We're just waiting to put it out. And now it doesn't exist, she says. We've all been comfortable with Donald saying one thing and then doing another. All right. This is not uncommon at all. Or that he projects to people. Like, I'm still waiting on his tax return. I'm still waiting on his health plan, which he started talking about from day one. He talks about him all the time. I'm going to bring it up, but it doesn't come out. But in this one, it's bizarre. But it got even more bizarre is that Donald Trump, who earlier this week said that the DOJ was no longer investigating the Epstein case, yesterday fired Maureen Comey. Yes, James Comey's daughter. But that's not why she was fired, and that's not why this is newsy. It's newsy because she was a Manhattan federal prosecutor who worked on the criminal cases against Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. So now you're sitting there. This is kind of like back in the Watergate days when Nixon had the Saturday Night Massacre and he fired all the press special counsels in one night. Just says, the heck with it. I'm going to look guilty, but I'd rather look guilty than have somebody find me guilty. Okay, you know, if you do something. So to me, this just has to mean that Trump doesn't care what it looks like anymore. He's getting frustrated because so many of his people are speaking out against him, which we'll talk about in a minute. But it's, you know, to me, it just leads you to one conclusion, that he's going to be damaged by that, by the list, and he doesn't want to come out, and it's not going to come out. That's the conclusion I'm going to reach. And I'll tell you, as a lawyer for something, if I'm going against the company and their lawyer says to me, my client has no money, so you don't want to sue him. You know, you'll sue him, you'll get a judgment, you won't get any money. I said, okay, I'm going to then send me their financial statements. Well, we're not going to do that. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to assume they've gotten money until you prove to me that they don't.
Correct.
So I'm going to assume Trump is doing the one thing Trump always does, which is protect himself first. And leaving everybody else, including his children, who were out there. Don Jr., what, tweeted back in 2023.
Yep.
Let's see, I think I've got the name here somewhere. By the way, Alex Jones, when he heard it, started crying. Did you see that? Alex Jones, the guy who does all those, the podcasts and says all the school shootings are rigged.
He's
and
the worst.
Yeah, he's the worst. And he started crying when that was happening. Donald Trump Jr. authentically tweeted in July 2023, show us all the Epstein client lists now. Why would anyone protect those scumbags? Ask yourselves this question daily, and the answer becomes very apparent. Donald Trump previously posted numerous times about Epstein on his ex account. For example, on June 15th, Don Jr. shared, you know who's not on the Epstein list? My father, because if he was, it would have leaked in about a half a second. That's a fact. I don't necessarily disagree with Don's conclusion there, that if Trump was on it, Trump has enough enemies, maybe somebody would have leaked it, except for I think there's so many people on that list that they're all afraid of it getting leaked because it's going to have their name on it as well. But this is just really, really bizarre to me, is this turnaround and how a lot of Trump's supporters are attacking him on this.
Yeah, I mean, MAGA's mad. There's no question about that. There's been a wedge driven.
And in fact, thanks to the New York Times, they gave me a scorecard. They have an article along with like headshots.
Thank you, New York Times.
Here are the Trump supporters whose viewpoint is the Justice Department's investigation was complete and no further action is necessary. Well, Attorney General Pam Bondi, of course, she had to bite the bullet after telling it was on her desk and then say it was never there.
No,
she did it, though. You know, you got to do it sometimes. Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino, you know, he was one out there really selling it, but now he's backing down.
Yep.
Then, of course, there's FBI Director Kash Patel. And then there's President Trump. And then there's a Dinesh D'Souza. I guess I don't know who Dinesh D'Souza.
Very conservative, very right wing.
Another guy they've stuck with Trump. The ones that haven't is a much larger list. How about this viewpoint? The Trump administration is responsible for a perceived lack of transparency about the Epstein case. All right. There's a lot of names on here, but I'm going to just try to focus on that. There are some, obviously, maybe some Democrats on here too, but it's Glenn Beck, big time Trump supporter back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Then a bunch of Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, we mentioned before, Jack Posobiec. MAGA guy. Jack, Representative Keith Self, Matt Walsh, Liz Wheeler, Charlie Kirk, Michael Flynn. I mean, these are guys that were in his administration and had completely drank Trump's Kool-Aid. I mean, they were into MAGA hook, line, and sinker, and they're all saying that they're criticizing him for a perceived lack of transparency.
A lot of them very influential in media too.
Yes. Then viewpoint, Mr. Trump himself bears some share of the responsibility. This is pretty big. This is Roseanne Barr. No kidding. That's not a surprise. Glenn Beck, Tucker Carlson, Mike Cernovich, Michael Flynn, Chad Prather, Elon Musk, Alex Jones. I mean, these are big name MAGA people that are saying Trump bears some responsibility for it. For instance, Wayne Allen Root, a conservative TV and radio host, posted an entreaty to just release the files preceded by hyperbolic praise. Trump did something great yesterday, but he still has to deal with Epstein. It's clear Epstein is not going away. Best 6 months for any president in history. Everything he's doing is fantastic. Why risk it all on this stupid file? Just release it. Well, that's a great question. I mean, I cannot see any other potential reason for this not being released than that Donald Trump perceives that if it's released, he's going to be damaged by it. I can't. And like I said, if I was talking to Donald Trump, I'd say, give me another reason. Then prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Prove me wrong. What is your reason for doing it? And don't tell me that the list wasn't there, because there's people that have seen the list. Dershowitz has seen the list and has talked about it. And Dershowitz actually came out because he was defending Jeffrey Epstein, I think, in one of these cases. And he's seen the list. And he said, statement was, there's no current politicians on that list. Well, if that's true, then that would include Trump. And so maybe there's some other reason. Maybe there's one of his kids was, I don't know what it was,
yeah.
but he's protecting somebody.
Yes, it could, doesn't have to necessarily hurt him. The files don't have to say Trump engaged in this behavior along with Jeffrey Epstein. But if it's somehow tied to people that can help him or people within his family, or somehow you can get the perception that he was a little bit too close to it, that he should have known and probably did know at least what was going on if he wasn't directly involved.
Yep.
That all hurts him to an extent. Well, absolutely it does.
And it's a different matter, but P. Diddy was basically acquitted of the most serious charges. But I think in that case, I think he was acquitted. I mean, I didn't follow that case that closely, but he was acquitted because the victims who testified, also on cross-examination, they stayed with Diddy. They said they loved him. You know, it was convoluted whether they were forced to do it or not. And so obviously it has to be beyond a reasonable doubt. If they're hanging with him, I think a jury reasonably concluded that they did. I mean, in that case, he went to trial. I mean, he was in at trial. Epstein never went to trial.
Mm-hmm.
Maxwell went to trial and she was convicted of a jury.
Mm-hmm.
So, she did go to trial and she was helping him do it. So this is just a mystery to me, and it's not going to go away anytime soon, I don't think. But my guess is we'll never find out anything. I think when powerful people do stuff like this, they just get away with it. I mean, if you look at the whole Epstein case, and by the way, Ghislaine Maxwell is now appealing her conviction. And the reason she's appealing it was the prosecutor in Florida made a deal with Jeffrey Epstein, says if you cop to this, 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 and this, we won't prosecute you or any of your cohorts on anything again. Now, whether that would apply to the later time, I don't know. But that's how Bill Cosby got out, because
yep.
they had promised him that if they gave him immunity, and then he fessed up, and then they prosecuted him for it. So he got out because they said, we won't prosecute you. And so that happened to Epstein back in 2008. I mean, that was a travesty. They could have nailed him right there, and they didn't. The state of Florida, and they let him go, and it got worse from there. So there's a lot of people here that are to blame, not the least of which seems to be Trump, given that he's at least blocked it from coming out. Let's see. What do we got coming up next? Ah, yes. Shane Gillis was hosting the, you know, if you, I don't know if you saw the promos for Shane Gillis when he was going to host the ESPYs, and Shane Gillis came out and he said, what could go wrong? Well, I think a lot went wrong, but not in a bad way. I mean, I think Shane Gillis might be in the Hall of Fame for monologues done at award ceremonies. We'll talk about that next year on 830 WCCO. Korzenowski in for Chad. It's the Lindus Construction Time Check. Your time is 12:49 p.m. Time to defend your home from storms with LeafGuard gutters and GAF hail-resistant roofing with 75% off labor now through July 31st. Oh, we're back. The music was already playing.
Yeah, that's right.
That kind of stuff throws me off. You know, I'm getting it a little bit better. I'm getting better at it, though. So when I think of the great monologues in award show history, the one at the top in my mind is Ricky Gervais 2020 Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets out and he says, and that was the fifth time he had hosted the Golden Globes, and his opening line was, "This will be my last time doing it." And it wasn't like, "I'm quitting." He goes, "They're never inviting me back. I am going down. I am burning down the house." You know, he made fun of everybody, including Tom Hanks,
yep,
guys like that. He made fun of all the he was punching up, right? He punched up. And that's what you got to do. You criticize the people that are all there saying how great we are. We're at an award show. Look at us. Look at my political opinion means more than your political opinion. And I'm going to come. And it was brilliant. And Ricky Gervais is fearless. He's fearless in everything he does. When you look at, I highly recommend the show Derek. Incredible show. I mean, it's maybe the most heartwarming show I've watched, and it's from Ricky Gervais, who, yeah, you don't think of as a heartwarming type guy. And then he has another one where his wife died of cancer.
It's an amazing show.
And it's an amazing show of dealing with grief in a really, not even always, it's kind of funny. I mean, there's always going to be some funny enough with Ricky Gervais.
Afterlife, that's what that was.
Yeah, he's great. But last night, the ESPYs invited Shane Gillis, who's Mr. Anti-Woke, right? I like Shane Gillis. I like comedians that can make fun of it. He has a certain way about him, and he burned down the house. Here's a few snippets from Shane Gillis at last night's ESPYs.
Let's start with this one, since we were just discussing Epstein and the Epstein files.
Yes.
That even made it in.
Yes.
Donald Trump wants to stage a UFC fight on the White House lawn. The last time he staged a fight in D.C., Mike Pence almost died.
We're getting there.
That's pretty good.
All right. You don't have to do that. It was fine. I didn't write it. Actually, there was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but as it got deleted. Must have probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually. Let's move on as a country and ignore that.
That was very good. One other moment, he got a little political.
Joe Rogan actually wanted me to be here to host this award show so that I could capture Adam Silver, because Joe thinks he's an alien. And Donald Trump wanted me to be here to capture Juan Soto for the same reason.
One of my favorites was taking down poor Shedeur Sanders. We all remember what happened to him in the NFL draft. Not even close to a first-round pick, as many had projected. And, well, I think we might have a reason why.
Shedeur Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl.
Poor Shedeur, his head.
He was right in the front row, too.
Oh, his head was down.
He did not enjoy that.
No,
he did not enjoy that.
Then we get to Caitlin Clark.
Oh, yes.
A couple lines about Caitlin Clark, and I will say, I wouldn't have the guts to say the second one on an award show. Maybe in a comedy club, but
are we okay playing it here? I guess so.
I think so. I mean,
I say this, that Caitlin Clark has just become such a political figure. Isn't it amazing that her and Angel Reese are now like either love? It's ridiculous, but this is, he gets to that here.
Yeah, no question he does.
Caitlin Clark, she and I have a lot in common. We're both whites from the Midwest who have nailed a bunch of threes. All right.
Pat McAfee loved that one.
He did.
This is not serious. We'll see about this one. When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most, fist fighting black women.
Woo, the crowd was not all behind him on that one.
Do you have more?
I've got one more.
Okay, let's
get to one more here.
I don't want to talk over Shane Gillis. This is way funnier than anything I'd say.
This is one of the early ones. A nice quick shot at as he's going around the room, not saying anything mean to anyone. Hey, look, there's Freddie Freeman. Hey, Diana Taurasi's here. And then we got to this one.
SGA is here. Give it up for SGA. Hell yeah, bro. And now everybody sitting around him is in foul trouble.
That's a very good
one. The Wolves fans, that was a cheap one. That was an easy one.
Yeah, it's the free throw merchant, right?
But I really do like, you know, and he acts kind of like he's workshopping it. That's a shtick, though. I mean, it's all any really great comedian, everything they say is workshopped,
yes.
Right, to a high degree. Now, obviously, when you're doing a show like this, it probably doesn't get as workshopped as, you know, your regular routine is going to be. Because, you know, he's not going to go to nightclubs and do this stuff. He probably has to do it behind closed doors. But that's what you want when you're going to have – I'm kind of surprised that ESPN and the ESPYs would do that. Maybe because they've gotten so much criticism for being so woke that they thought, let's hire the non-woke guy. But I really like Shane Gillis because he kind of gets where he fits. He does that ad with Moses Malone for Miller Lite. Right?
Yep.
And, you know, or is it Bud Light? I think it's Bud Light.
It is Bud Light.
Because Bud Light had the transgender mm-hmm. influencer and all the bro hunks said, we're not going to do the beer anymore. And so they bring Shane Gillis in, sit there next to Moses Malone. I mean, not Moses Malone. Malone, what's his name?
Carl Malone?
The singer Malone.
Oh,
Post Malone.
The Post Malone.
Post Malone. Carl. And then they talk about how they can't drink the beer while they're on the air. And they do. But so anyway, I thought that was pretty good last night. I got a little, what do we got, a minute or two here?
Yeah, a couple minutes.
We were talking about that there was also, if you want to go online, go and find the joke that he told about Bill Belichick, too. That's pretty good. But Bill Belichick kind of was his petty self this week. Let's see if I can find this. I think I put it at the end of my list here.
Bill was petty?
Bill
I can't
Belichick.
Believe that.
So his, you know, him and Robert Kraft had a rather ugly divorce. They made it sound like it was mutual, and it really never was. Later, Robert Kraft says, oh, you were fired and all that. But here's what happened. Robert Kraft comes out and says, last week, 84-year-old Robert Kraft was at a live taping of the Dudes on Dudes podcast, co-hosted by former Patriots stars Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski, when he was asked to identify the best decision he has made as an owner. He said, well, the one that got questioned the most was in 99. I gave up a number one draft pick for a coach who had only won a little over 40% of his games, but getting Bill Belichick to come to the Patriots in 1999 was a big risk, and I got hammered in the Boston media, but he was with us for 24 years, and we did okay. That seems to be kind of a compliment of Belichick.
Sure.
Belichick didn't take it that way. He came back later and fed this quote to ESPN. As I told Robert multiple times through the years, I took a big risk by taking the New England Patriots head job. I was the one taking the risk. I already had an opportunity to be the head coach of the New York Jets, but the ownership situation there was unstable. I had been warned by multiple previous Patriots coaches, as well as other members of the NFL organizations and media, that the New England job was going to come with many internal obstacles. I made it clear that we would have to change the way they did. So he wasn't complimented enough to his standards.
Yeah, clearly
that
not.
He then had to come in and drop a bomb on ESPN and fight back. That sounds like that maybe that was coming from his girlfriend. Seems to be a lot of his stuff is coming from his girlfriend these days. When we come back the next hour, we're going to talk to Minnesota tennis legend David Wheaton about Wimbledon and the upcoming U.S. Open tennis tournament.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.